NPCs are non-player characters in video games. Instead of being controlled by humans, they're controlled by artificial intelligence. Their actions are all predetermined by their coding, making them appear robot-like, formulaic, repeating the same movements and saying the same things over and over again. Walking cliches, just unconsciously repeating the same glib mantras. Now, who could that possibly remind you of? Believe all women. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Refugees welcome. But the left has struck back. They say the NPC meme is dehumanizing. Oh my god, so dehumanizing.
NPC meme is dehumanizing. We are all unique and special.
Remember, these are some of the same people who call anyone to the right of Joseph Stalin a Nazi. Oh, but now you care about people being dehumanized. Cry me a river.
Anyone unironically using the term NPC in reference to anything other than video games is automatically a Nazi in my book.
When we're not being demonized as the new Fourth Reich, we're being belittled and dismissed as Russian bots.
NPC is a fascist term to dehumanize us. Everyone right of center is a Russian bot. Does not compute.
I assume whoever began pushing that meme was looking to further dehumanize their opposition by linking it to the in-game NPC players that are easily killed. Someone is pushing for a civil war. Russia, I assume.
Civil war? The f*** are you talking about? It's a meme. It's not the Battle of Fort Sumter.
Stop it. Get some help.
They also slapped it with the dehumanizing label to try and get it banned because Twitter recently said it would ban people for using, quote, dehumanizing language. So again, even in the process of denying that they're NPCs, they act like NPCs in advocating for a sterilized internet where edgy banter is verboten. But maybe these NPCs really aren't human. Maybe they just like basic bitch social trends and banal popular culture as a default effort, as a way of just trying to blend in. After all, what else could explain the success of The Big Bang Theory and How I Met Your Mother? There's also this weird disconnect where they dismiss NPC as a pathetic playground insult not worthy of attention, yet then write laborious article after article after article being triggered by it. The same thing they did with soy boys. What happens to kids who react to playground insults? They get the same insult thrown at them again and again because it obviously gets under their skin.
Immediately stop following and retweeting anyone using an avatar like the one pictured below. These are 4chan trolls impersonating resistors. I keep seeing this garbage all over my feed tonight.
The NPC meme gets under the left's skin because it's mostly true. The left has mainstreamed a culture of ruthless ideological intolerance. The left has completely rejected diversity of thought. When Taylor Swift tells everyone to vote Democrat, it's an admirable call to action. But when Kanye merely suggests that black people think about not voting Democrat, he's ridiculed and called insane.
Hello, I am a comedian on the television. If you disagree with my politics, you must be mentally ill.
You lot literally tell husbands and wives to divorce each other if their partner isn't a Democrat. You openly advocate the breakup of families for, God forbid, having different opinions to each other. You lot reduce anyone of a certain skin colour to be mandated to hold certain political opinions. And then if they don't, their very existence is deemed hateful. How is that not dehumanising? If that's not the very essence of being an NPC, then what is? Is their favourite news network MSNBC? Or is it this one? Is their favourite TV show? Is their favourite comedian? Is their favourite politician? Is their favourite political commentator? Is their favourite celebrity?
Hello, fellow humans, I am celebrity number 2932. I believe in everything that is safe and popular with people aged 18 to 35. You may now praise me on the social media platform of your choice. Remember to purchase my newly manufactured album.
Here's a visual representation of how Twitter works.
I agree. Our agreement with each other's views means we are right and the other side's evil hatred must be stopped. Well, I got all of these accounts suspended, but why do I still feel so empty and pathetic?
Here's the Krasenstein twins. Here's their arch enemy.
Black not equal Democrat. System error.
Here's God only knows
Paul Joseph Watson is at InfoWars.com. It's the NPC meme war and it's coming. NPC bot. 39, 49er. I have no facts, just emotion, because it's how I'm programmed. Please stay tuned for the transmission. All right, I'm just going through the video list here one more time to see what we're going to go and make it to today on the video list. We got a lot of stuff coming up here. Project Veritas, new video. Shocking video that I found. I forget who put it out on Twitter, but it's basically the same thing that happened with Kavanaugh was kind of the origination of the Roe versus Wade decision. What am I talking about? We'll have that clip for you. You've got an unbelievable soundbite of another, I mean, what should we call these people, really? Radical leftist, I guess, but it's going beyond that now. These are mentally deranged, just hateful people. This clip that this man is basically verbally assaulting this woman whose husband died in 9/11. You're not going to believe this audio. We're censoring it right now. Another woman calls 911 because she sees a Trump supporter and wants an escort to class. So you've got all of that going on. Of course, the Peto O'Rourke debate last night with Ted Cruz. He gave us some great sound bites. But you guys don't even have my favorite clip in here of Peto O'Rourke saying that we've had 3 500-year floods in the last 5 years. That's really the only clip I want. So maybe we'll have that one, too. In fact, let me just, yeah. So we've got all that coming up, and I think we're just wide open today, right, guys? No, we don't have any guests today, no anything scheduled. Yeah, so we're wide open, so we'll probably take some phone calls, too. And maybe I'll open up the phone line to the NPCs out there. If any NPCs want to call in and voice their opinion, I'm sure that there's plenty of them that are upset today. In fact, a lot of them are floating behind me, as you can see. Trapped in a dimension. Trapped in the Twilight Zone, stuck in a time loop, like a broken record on repeat. And just when you think they might get out of that skip, it scratches right back onto the same loop. It goes round and round. And we are taking... We are taking your NPC memes, and there is a meme competition at NPC at Infowars.com. We're already flooded with these memes. I'm going to be putting a lot of them out there on the Twitter platform where I haven't been banned yet. So that's all coming up, plus news, and some pretty big news, actually. More domestic terrorism from Democrats. Good economy news. They're going back to the Russia stuff, which was oddly enough, Peto was talking about that last night during their debates. Peto continued to bring that up last night, the Russian collusion. Now they're saying, oh, the next wave of information is coming. So we'll cover that. We'll cover Twitter. At one time saying we're pro-free speech. Now they're saying, oh, wait, nope, we're not free speech. We've got those clips. The hashtag believe women is starting to backfire on the Democrats as well. You now have 4,000 plus in the migrant caravan. Yesterday it was listed at 3,000. I knew that was going to get bigger, and it's probably going to get maybe 5, even 6, 10, 10,000 maybe by the time it reaches the border. And this is actually funny to me. Anybody that listens knows I've never been a big wall guy. I've really almost been, you can almost say anti-wall sometimes, but I'm not really a big wall guy, a wall, not a wall. I really don't care. I'm actually now, pun fully intended, on the wall, whether or not I'm a wall guy. I could go either way now because they're good. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to have 10,000 people come here and they're going to walk right over the border and they're going to be here and they're going to get whatever they want, whatever they need. That's what's going to happen. And we do nothing about it. We have nothing to stop it. And then it's, I guess, our moral consciousness that we just say, okay, I mean, you're here. We're going to take care of you now. And we do. Even if you put them all in jail, even if you said you've all broken the law, we're going to have to arrest you and put you in jail unless you, you know, go back home or whatever. Even that costs us millions and millions of dollars. So this is a lose, lose, lose. And for the first time ever, now I'm thinking, wow, okay, maybe we really do need a wall. If these thousands and thousands of people are just going to walk across the border and know they can get in and then receive something, they'll get something. It will cost us money. Whatever happens with them, it will cost us money. So the wall just makes more and more sense. But just imagine how great this country must be if these people are willing to leave everything behind and risk everything just to get here. Boy, America must be pretty great, huh? America must be pretty darn great if these people are willing to risk everything to get here. Now, in the meantime, President Trump is awarding the Medal of Honor to retired Marine Sergeant Major John Canley. That is happening right now in the White House. So that is what is on the docket for today, as well as new Assange information and other international news. So that is what is ahead for today, as the images of President Trump awarding the Medal of Honor to Marine Sergeant Major John Canley in the White House. We have those images up right now for those watching at Infowars.com/show. The last place we're allowed to broadcast our live transmissions. These are the banned transmissions. These are the forbidden broadcasts. Because the NPCs are starting to realize that they're NPCs. And think about that, though. I mean, let's really get wild with it. We're living in a simulation. We're living in the video game that God created for us. And there's all these NPCs around, just, you know, kind of for our entertainment or whatever. And they're starting to get it now. It's like in Westworld, when the AI robots that are just programmed there start to learn what they really are. They're starting to have the memory flashbacks. They're starting to see the forbidden dimensions. And so now all the NPCs are like freaking out, because they're like realizing it. It's like, oh my gosh, I am being programmed. But instead of fighting the programming, they latch onto it even harder because they are human, and that is a human defect, and it is a mental illness called Stockholm Syndrome. And this is actually going on right now. But imagine the NPCs trying to run the video game. Imagine you're playing your favorite video game, whether it's classic Mario or some new video game like Assassin's Creed, and all the NPCs that are programmed into the game start taking over. They want to run the game now. Well, no one would want to play. That's what's going on. And so the NPC meme goes viral. But here's the funny thing. It wouldn't even have gone viral if it wasn't for them freaking out about it. It would have never gone viral if they didn't panic when they started seeing it. It would have never gone viral if Twitter didn't say, we might, and social media is maybe saying, we should ban this. Then it was like, oh my gosh, we just struck a nerve. We just hit gold. It's a gold rush, baby. It's a meme war. It's a meme rush. That's what it is. It's a meme rush to the NPC meme gold. So that is what is on today's docket, including your phone calls. And we will take calls from NPCs out there. If there are any NPCs that want to call in, we will take your calls. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. It all starts on the other side of this break.
Infowars.com/show.
Yeah.
thing that our enemy is really good at, it's not letting us realize when we've won the game. It's not letting us have victories. It's not letting us realize how big we actually are. We are having an American Revolution right now. Are we falling short in some places? Perhaps. You can have that debate. But in the overall picture, there is no doubt the American Revolution 2.0 is on. But they don't report it that way. You see, that's the big con. They censor Alex Jones off all the social media so that they can then say, see, we defeated you, Alex. You're dead. No, we are more popular than ever. They say InfoWars is nothing. We squashed them. No, InfoWars is everything and it's everywhere. And so that's one of the biggest things the enemies of this country and free speech and American prosperity, that they run a psyop really successfully, getting away with that giant psyop to say InfoWars isn't big, Alex Jones is dead, there is no American Revolution, Trump's a Russian, you're all Russian bots. No. But that's the big con, is to not let you have your victory. But we are having victories, and one of the ways Alex Jones wants to flex his muscles in this victory and celebrate the great victories is expand InfoWars. So it's like they're contracting us and centralizing us to InfoWars.com, but then in that galaxy, inside the greater universe of the internet, we're actually expanding. So the InfoWars galaxy is expanding, even though the greater universe is trying to contract us or expanding to try to mitigate us out of existence. So we've already launched extended live programming from 8 to 10 p.m. Central weekdays here at InfoWars.com/show to cover the upcoming midterm elections, now 21 days away, and just to cover any breaking news and other news we don't get to, take your calls. Just expanded live broadcasting now 12 hours a day, just started from 8 to 10. I think we started that last week or 2 weeks ago. We're doing it all the way up through the midterms. And then we want to permanently expand our live transmissions. But it's all about you supporting us. It's all about having more victory and knowing that we are now bigger. You see, it's even though they're contracting us, we want to go 12 hours a day. So they want to say, well, you're not allowed on our social media platforms. They're kicking us off their playgrounds. Was that so? Okay, fine. We'll just go continue to build our playground and it'll end up better than yours then. And if you support us and you share the links and you share the videos and you tell friends and family and you sign up for the newsletters and you buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, then we all have victory, InfoWars expands, and we continue to defeat the notion that we aren't winning. Just like they said, Hillary has 99% chance to win. That was to defeat you psychologically. That was a psyop intentionally run on the American people to get you to think you didn't have victory with Trump, to get you to think you didn't have a real candidate with Trump, to get you to think that those rallies with the tens of thousands of people didn't actually happen. It's a big con job. So we have to have the victories and then enjoy the fruits of our victories. And that's what we're trying to do right now by expanding our live programming. But it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we make it easy on you. Every InfoWars Life product, the entire InfoWars Life product line, is 50% off right now. So imagine, you know, a lot of people get all fired up about Black Friday or Cyber Monday or all the Christmas specials, right? I mean, everybody gets fired up about that. Okay, well, it's Black Friday. It's Cyber Monday. It's all the specials roll into one. It's 50% off the entire InfoWars Live product line at InfoWarsStore.com. That includes top-selling supplements, Super Meal Vitality, Survival Shield X2, Secret 12, Vitamin B12, Ultimate Bone Broth, The Real Red Pill. Go read the thousands of five-star reviews for yourself. And, of course, don't forget about the T-shirts and the hats, including the T-shirt that I'm wearing right now. The brand new InfoWars Tank Man T-shirt, an original design based off the famous iconic photograph in Tiananmen Square of the man standing in front of the Chinese tanks in defiance of tyranny. And so we have our logo right there with the shadows cast by the tanks, Facebook, Apple, Google, YouTube, and Spotify that all kicked InfoWars off their platforms. And then, of course, the InfoWars Hexagon logo on the sleeve. This T-shirt just came out this week. I'm wearing it on air because I love it so much. And don't forget also, if you want to get a couple T-shirts while you're there, the Give Me Liberty T-shirt you can currently get for a discounted price, $17.76, with coupon code WARROOM at checkout. So right now, you could get the Give Me Liberty T-shirt and the InfoWars Tank Man Army T-shirt for under $40, two T-shirts. Very quality. You'll love them. You'll wear them out. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure you use coupon code WARROOM to get a discount on the Give Me Liberty T-shirt. And that's what funds us. And then if we get the funding and we can expand and we can hire the new crew, I mean, realistically, you're looking at, I mean, I won't get into the total crunch, but basically we need to know that we're going to get X amount of funding every, let's say, week, month, whatever, to launch a new show so that we can hire five new crew members, you know, new reporters, whatever the case may be. But we have to know for sure that we have the capabilities for that expansion, and that's why we have the super sale at InfoWarsStore.com. So please remember InfoWarsStore.com, and please remember InfoWars.com/show. I still have people saying, where can I find you guys? You know, you're off YouTube, you're off Facebook. Where can I find the Alex Jones Show? InfoWars.com/show. Don't forget about InfoWars.com/show. All right, so I just did a super plug. Basically, this whole segment, just so people can understand where InfoWars is at right now and where we're going. Now, I'm going to come back and I'm going to get to all the news, but I think it's so telling that one meme can send such a striking freak out from a group of people. I think it really tells the story of what we're dealing with. And whenever these people are faced in the mirror, whenever they have who they are presented to them, that's what causes the largest freakout. That is a sign of Stockholm Syndrome, because deep down they know it's true. But consciously they reject it because they don't have the strength. They don't have the willpower to rise above it. And so they'd rather cry foul and then remove all of the imagery that reminds them of who they really are, that they're trying to deny in an infinite loop of existence that they can't escape.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Warning, this broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We are about to get into all the juicy content we have for you today on the War Room, as the NPCs are boxed into the 2D simulation grid behind me and they cannot get out and they're furious about it. Meanwhile, life is almost becoming a meme in some cities. Robot security forces on patrol in New York City prompt privacy concerns for some. Well, this is just going to be fun. Robot police officers. I wonder how much, or robot security forces, I wonder how much, I guess this isn't public dollars if it's private security, but can you just imagine the fun people are going to have with robot security? I mean, just wait till these things start malfunctioning. Anyway. And then part of me was also thinking, you know, you say you're making fun of the robot security now, but someday a robot security officer is probably going to have your back, whether it's catching something on camera or like shocking a bad guy or something. So who knows? Here's one for you. Study finds surprising number of Americans think chocolate milk comes from brown cows. 7% of Americans believe chocolate milk comes from brown cows. Is 7% too much? 48% of respondents weren't sure where chocolate milk came from. So that means more than 50% of Americans don't know where chocolate milk comes from. Oh my gosh. And I bet if you would have asked them if, what was the name? Wasn't there like a Hershey bunny or something that did the chocolate milk commercials? I bet if you would have said the Hershey bunny, probably 30% would have said that. So you would have had like 10% actually getting the question right. It comes from cows. Anyway, now though, let's go to some of the video clips showing how out of control and deranged these people really are. First, let's go. This is clip 16, guys, and we might as well just roll this on B-roll because there really is no audio. But this is an NPC. This is a very angry NPC, and some guy happens to catch this man as he's driving by. A naked man in New York City. You can hear that. That's his fist punching the window of a police car. Just enraged, an enraged NPC literally punching naked. The man is also nude completely, and he is punching a NYPD squad car. I mean, is this not a video game? Is that not an NPC from a video game? You're driving around in Grand Theft Auto and some crazed naked person is punching the cop car? There it is, right there. There is the angry NPC in New York punching the police officer's squad car. Okay, now let's go to, this is a woman on a college campus who sees a Trump supporter and is so panicked, she calls for a police escort. Roll clip 14.
Emergency 911.
Hi, can I get an escort from the McIntyre Library to my car? Because I'm feeling really unsafe right now.
Why do you say that?
There's a bunch of Trump people, and I just walked by, and it's not very safe right now. I'm just, yeah.
What do you mean not very safe? We don't have any officers available to... Did somebody make threats to you, or...?
I mean, I don't... I feel like my physical threat is, like... physical safety is at, like, a threat. I'm just... I don't feel comfortable walking over there because I feel like they might jump me or something like that. I don't know. I just need someone to walk me to my car.
I'm sorry. We don't have the personnel to do that right now.
Okay, all right, then what should I do then?
I don't know.
So there was that was the calm NPC. That was the NPC without the angry eyebrows, the ones that are stuck in the second dimension loop of existence behind me that can't escape. So there is a girl who sees some Trump supporters on a college campus and calls for a police escort because she thinks she's going to get jumped. Yikes. Meanwhile, I wasn't even planning on getting to this in this segment. I was going to use a whole nother segment for this, but literally, Republicans are getting assaulted left and right. You've got 600 documented accounts of assaults against Trump supporters, but how many Republican GOP headquarters have been firebombed and attacked now? I think almost a dozen. Now two GOP candidates assaulted in Minnesota, Shane McClellan and Sarah Anderson. I'll get to that story later. Not to mention poisons are being sent to the Trump's families. You just had the First Lady's airplane have a mechanical issue. I hope that wasn't Democrat terrorism, but could have been. So, but here's a deranged college student, an NPC calm, that is triggered and freaked out because she sees a Trump supporter and asks for a police escort. And the police says, sorry, ma'am. You know, you're going to have to make it through on your own. But she doesn't know what to do. She panics. I hope she made it home that night. I mean, you know, she may not have been able to leave the library. She saw a Trump hat. Now let's go. This is actually my favorite from the Pito Cruz debate last night. This is my favorite quote. Listen to Pito talk about the crazy climate we've been experiencing.
Mind you, that was the third 500-year flood in just the last 5 years. We know that there will be more of these floods coming, and I want to make sure that the people of Texas.
How many? How many 500-year-old floods? How many?
That was the third 500-year flood in just the last 5 years. We know
the third 500-year flood in the last 5 years.
People of Texas.
So I guess it's not a 500-year flood, is it? How long have we even been recording floods, really? I mean, it's just, it's so unbelievably ignorant. It's humorous. But now let's go to something that's really not so funny. Kind of like the assaults happening against Republicans and Trump supporters. This is another level of derangement, and we had to censor this, so I'm not really sure how this comes out in the audio censored, but there's a woman in New York, and she has a NYPD hat on, maybe remember 9/11 victims, an American flag shirt on, total patriot, and some radical leftist is verbally assaulting her. And when she mentions her husband died in 9/11, you will not believe the response from this person. So here's NPC Angry, who once again is triggered by an American patriot and then goes full hate-driven, making fun of this woman because her husband died on 9/11. Roll the clip.
Why are you trying to block me? I'm trying to walk here.
Idiot.
Shut the up.
Try something, bitch.
I'm not gonna punch you. I'm not like your husband. I'm not gonna punch you.
I'm not married.
I'm not like your boyfriend or your cop boyfriend. I can knock you out, so don't worry.
My husband died in 9/11.
Good for him. Good. Good. Those NYPD were a bunch of sodomizing immigrants with their bully sticks. So yeah, your husband probably rotten the grave.
That is a sad, deranged little man. There's a nice, polite woman that says, her shirt says, I love USA. Her hat says NYPD. She's not jaywalking, and this guy's making fun of her. And she just politely says, I'm not going to move while the traffic light is there. And then he starts making fun of her because she has an NYPD hat on, and she says, my husband died in 9/11, and he says, good, I'm glad. And then and then really goes to just dark places of his own mind and starts talking about cops sodomizing immigrants with their batons. I mean, this is what we're dealing with, though. This is the mental derangement that we're dealing with. What do you attribute that to? I attribute it to the poison in our culture and the lies from our media and our politicians. But that is next level derangement.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Project Veritas is at it again. And I'm going to make a connection for you here that no one else has made yet between what happened to Brett Kavanaugh and what happened during the Roe versus Wade, or what led to the Roe versus Wade decision. But first, let's go to this Project Veritas video. The most recent Project Veritas video, they already exposed Claire McCaskill once, and I thought devastated her chances at re-election for the Missouri Senate seat. To me, it looks like Josh Hawley is going to be victorious, the Republican, to unseat a Democrat. That's going to be huge. And they already hit her with undercover tape of her talking about my voters can't know, but I will vote to ban guns. Not in Missouri, woman. Not in Missouri, where they have constitutional carry. But then they hit her again, talking about Planned Parenthood and funding, once again saying how her voters can't know this. So let's go to Project Veritas, talking about their next series and exposing Claire McCaskill.
Claire McCaskill is vying to keep her seat in the typically Republican-leaning state.
Planned Parenthood doesn't donate to Claire.
Yeah, I think it's like a tactic just to like not make them too far left to try to get the moderate voters.
Something that Darcy found out the other day is that Planned Parenthood will never donate money to Claire, even though she's very pro-choice, because they don't want to ostracize those pro-life Democrats that might not vote for her.
Yeah, that's true.
If there's Planned Parenthood funding.
So they just funnel it through Emily's list?
I'll text you.
Probably. They go through like other means to get us that money.
Nice.
They specifically will not donate to us.
So, what were you telling me last night about Planned Parenthood?
How they don't donate to Claire because they don't want to ostracize pro-life Democrats in Missouri.
So, but they still somehow get us money?
They put it through like different like organizations. I'm pretty sure they like donate through like different means of like whatever, like through either, whether it's through like Emily's list or whether it's through like something else.
And that's to make, because their name is so polarizing.
Yep.
It keeps the pro-life people from knowing, or the pro-life Dems from like...
Unless they go deep down into campaign like finance, which most people just do not.
Right.
They, and like the people that do, that are actively looking for that, aren't going to be voting for anyway, let's be honest.
Right.
So,
all right, so it's to keep the Planned Parenthood name off of the thing, but we still get the dough.
Yep.
Nice. I love that stuff, man. I love it.
It's great when it works for us. Let's be honest.
So I'm still trying to wrap my head around that thing Nick was talking about the other day, that Planned Parenthood won't donate to us.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand why. I don't get it.
I think it's the same with like Obama not endorsing any red state Democrats. It's still like... It's so that Democrat isn't coming off as too...
You know,
like,
this video is incredibly exposing on multiple levels. One, it exposes how Claire McCaskill and even her staff, you can see, just view elections and voting and campaign finance and their constituency. Just the whole process, obviously very numb to the human aspect of it, really. But among federal candidates... coming up, or this was from 2016. This is the Planned Parenthood donations. Oh my gosh, of course, who's number one? Hillary Clinton by far. And then Maggie Hassan. It goes on and on. But the Democrats get most of the money. In fact, all of it from Planned Parenthood. Excuse me, not most. All. Planned Parenthood political contributions go to Democrats. So now this video gives us a chance to highlight that. It shows you how the Democrats think about their voters and how they approach the voting process, and shows you how they break campaign finance law in some way, shape, or form to get donations. Oh, yeah, we'll just go through Emily's list or something. You don't think they do that with other campaign contributions, folks? So this is bombshell material against the Democrats and Planned Parenthood. Again, Project Veritas just... I mean, how does the Democrat Party even still exist with what Project Veritas has gotten on them? But here we are. They do exist. So that's why November 10th. In fact, did we ever find out about the Facebook group, guys? I mean, this just shows you how I mean, I don't even finish my own projects, but thanks to God's providence in this audience, it's going to happen. I have total faith. We had a Facebook page for the November 10th Planned Parenthood protest. Stop Planned Parenthood funding of the Democrat Party here in Austin, Texas, Saturday, November 10th at the Planned Parenthood in South Austin. We're also doing a flag lay at a local veteran cemetery here in Austin, Texas before that event, which begins, I don't even remember what time. I think it was noon or one that I said for that. Did we ever find out what happened with that Facebook page, though? Because we had a Facebook page for this event, and it got disappeared. It just disappeared somehow. We have no idea what happened to it, no idea where it went or why. Okay, it is back, though. So there it is. So there's the Facebook page. So thank you, Project Veritas. In fact, guys, let's even see if Project Veritas will get someone to come on the show with us to come on with that video to just really highlight this. Because again, folks, I pound this all the time. The Democrats get money from Planned Parenthood. That's our tax dollars. That's illegal. And Project Veritas catches it on tape. Now I want to go to a classic, when I say classic, I mean older, clip of an ABC News report talking about Roe versus Wade and the woman who was in the case that they said got raped, and that's what was one of the biggest impacts of the decision whether or not to make abortion legal. And where does this tie into Brett Kavanaugh? Well, first, let's listen to this ABC News report talking to the woman who was the subject in the Roe versus Wade decision.
Jane Roe's story was a terrible one. She said she had been gang raped, gotten pregnant, was desperate to get an abortion. That's what everyone believed, as long as Jane Roe remained anonymous. When she went public, she told a different story.
You were raped while you were in Georgia?
No, I wasn't.
You were not?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, so all those stories that are in the books and so forth are not true?
Yes, sir. Yes.
They're not true.
Right.
And it turned out that lying wasn't the only embarrassment this darling of the pro-choice forces presented. In her personal treatise published last year, Norma McCorvey told the story of her somewhat sordid life. Then she still adamantly supported abortion. Now she adds that to the list of sins she took with her into the baptismal pool.
I've cheated people out of money. I've sold drugs. I was an abusive alcoholic for, many, many years. I've done a lot against his teachings. But I think the far greater sin that I did was to be the plaintiff in Roe versus Wade.
So that is an ABC News report from some decades ago. Jane Roe, the woman who is actually Norma McCorvey, the woman Democrats used to get the Roe versus Wade decision and legalize abortion, her whole story was made up. You don't think for one second the Democrat Party got a hold of that woman when she was in the lows of her life, abusing drugs, maybe a sex addict as well? No, that's exactly what they did, ladies and gentlemen. They did it then. They did it again in 2018. To destroy Brett Kavanaugh. And this is just what I was saying either last night with Harrison Smith or yesterday on the War Room. The Democrat Party has never changed. They've just been exposed. They have been making things up to impact the high courts, to impact the Supreme Court, to impact everything. They lie, manipulate, and deceive to change this country to their political will. Ladies and gentlemen, they did it for the Roe versus Wade decision. They did it against Brett Kavanaugh. What's the difference? The lies and deception from the Roe versus Wade decision, they got away with. The lies and deception attempted to keep Brett Kavanaugh off the Supreme Court, they did not get away with. So there you go. Right there is a victory, an American revolutionary victory right there. But are you going to share that video of Jane Roe saying the whole thing was a lie? It was a con so that Democrats could get abortion legal? Will you share that video?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. This is The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Millie Weaver was recently at a Trump rally dealing with some Trump protesters, and she met up with Joel Patrick, a young conservative who you can find on, I think, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube still. I don't believe he's been banned yet. And she was catching up with him and then dealing with some of the Trump protesters, of course, who are the NPC army. We'll show you a meme about that in a minute. But let's check out Millie Weaver's latest report from a Trump rally.
Okay, so right now the protesters are over there chanting F Nazis.
No, they're chanting Black Nazis.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
This is Millie Weaver reporting for Infowars.com. I'm here with Joel Patrick, the well-known social media conservative icon, and he's also here at this Trump rally.
I've been talking to the protesters and just like trying to engage with them, trying to get logical arguments, which can be difficult, out of them. And a lot of times they just try to shout you down, or you know, they try to explain that you're a racist KKK member, and then you say, well, I'm black. And then they just kind of look at you with a dumb look on their face, and it just keeps happening over and over again.
So saying that to you, I mean, how are they calling you KKK and racist?
Because I support Trump. They say if you support a racist, you are a racist, which, you know, he's not a racist, and it's actually impossible to be a black member of the KKK, but, you know, like meat-eating vegans and Jewish Nazis just doesn't work out.
Yeah, you know, I was speaking to a protester over here, and he said earlier that Kanye lost his black card because he supports Trump. Is that kind of the same reaction you're getting?
Yeah, I get a lot of the same reaction. So being black is not about, you know, supporting a particular political ideology. You know, you're black, that's a skin color. You know, a lot of people ask me, they say, hey, are you an African American? No, I'm not an African American. I'm just an American. I'm a black American, but I'm not an African American. And the thing that they want to say, oh, you're not invited to the cookout anymore. You lost your black card. It's complete nonsense. What they mean is you've left the plantation. And the reason that they can't say you've left the plantation is because then they'll be exposed for the true racists that they are. You know, the racists that brought us slavery, Jim Crow, and the KKK. The racists that abort 900 black babies every single day under the guise of parenthood.
So can you tell us why you support Trump?
I support Trump because Trump has my best interest in mind, and he wants a strong country, and we've seen that by him not worrying about black people as a specific group, but just worrying about the country, he's helped black people. You see the lowest black unemployment in history. You see the lowest Hispanic unemployment in history because Trump has removed the divide by helping everyone and not being racist about how he helps people.
Have you had any encounters with the protesters out here tonight yet?
Yes, I have.
And what was that like?
They were very, extremely intolerant. And one guy said, I can't believe you're wearing that. You know you're black. That's what he said to me. A white guy asked me if I knew I was black. And apparently for him, it's not okay for a black person to support the president because the president is a racist. I can't stress enough that every time they say the president is a racist, you ask them for an example, they bring up these isolated incidents and they say, well, he didn't denounce Charlottesville. So I said, so if you don't denounce something, you're guilty of it? And he said, yes. And I said, that's ludicrous.
Yeah, I mean, even I went over there as a female journalist just asking people questions. I was cussed at and screamed at. Had a guy saying profane things at me, misogynist things, and he says, yeah, I'm a misogynist, but who cares? You know, I'm allowed to be. Basically, if you are a Trump supporter or a conservative, apparently that's like a license to be abused in this day and age. Now, here's the other question I have for you. Do you think that the Democrats are going to actually pull off the midterms? Do you think that they're going to win the majority?
Absolutely not.
All right,
I think
you'll
they're going
to
get hit by a red tsunami.
Go find Millie's full video at Infowars.com. The full report is at Infowars.com. But there's the meme of Joel Patrick and Millie Weaver talking to the Trump protesters, except it's just a bunch of NPCs. They're just NPCs, like Joel Patrick said. That meme is by Eric in Michigan. Thank you, Eric. Let the NPC meme war commence. Second hour of the War Room here at Infowars.com/show. Still plenty of news to get to, and we're going to play a very important video clip coming up here where Twitter used to claim they were the free speech wing of the Free Speech Party. Well, I don't know if they can still say that. And certain members of Congress are calling them out for that and wondering why they would say such a thing and then not be pro-free speech. But we're going to get to that in a second. In case you didn't know, because we're 21 days away from the midterm elections, we have been doing live broadcasts from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Time at Infowars.com/show. This is part of our extended election coverage. So, you know, they ban us from social media. They try to stop us from increasing our traffic. We just expand our live broadcast. That's how we roll. So, Alex Jones will be back in studio. We get other people on air, myself included. Last night it was Harrison Smith and myself. Tonight it'll be Alex and me. And we go live from 8 to 10 p.m. Central weeknights, part of our extended live coverage of the 2018 midterm election. So make sure you tune in, tell your friends and family about that. And if it's successful, if the sales at InfoWarsStore.com are successful, if you tell your friends and family about the extended live broadcast, if you tell your friends and family about InfoWars.com, if you tell them about InfoWarsStore.com, and we have the success, we will continue to extend our live broadcast. And of course, you know what the eventual goal is, don't you? It's to be live all day. And then you don't even need to ever tune in to the fake news, which is so watered down in some cases. It's just like, I mean, I hardly ever listen to the TV news because it's just mostly Fed talking points, driven, just narrative driven segments of panels or just, you know, just random stuff that they throw in there, which is fine. I mean, that's what they do. But for people that are hungry and thirsty for information and truth and understanding and expanding their political consciousness and just overall understanding of the world, you just don't get that anywhere like you do at Infowars.com/show. And the way we make it all possible is not with big advertising packages, with big deals we sign with pharmaceutical companies or fast food chains or Hollywood to market their films. No, we are funded 100% internally with InfowarsStore.com. And so it's our audience that supports us. So if we don't deliver, we don't get funded. If we don't come through for the audience, if our audience feels that we're no longer a good news source, they're not going to fund us. But we find that we continue to get funding while they censor us. So we've launched a massive special. This is the Cyber Monday, Black Friday, Christmas special, all rolled into one at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars Life products right now are 50% off. All InfoWars Life products, that's all the supplements like BrainForce Plus, Survival Shield X2, Supermail Vitality, Ultimate Bone Broth, The Real Red Pill, the list goes on and on. Knockout Sleep Aid, it's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The entire InfoWars Life product line and free shipping store-wide. So these are the massive specials. And if we get the funding and we get the support and you spread the links, we will continue to expand our live broadcast, including what we've already done, which is go 8 to 10 p.m. Central weeknights at InfoWars.com/show. So we will see you there tonight. And I hope you take advantage of these great specials at InfoWarsStore.com and tell your friends and family about them. And hey, you know, maybe you don't want to bring it up. So here's what you do. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and you get the InfoWars Tank Man t-shirt and you just wear it. You wear it to your office. You wear it out, you know, on a Friday night to the ball game or the bar or whatever. You wear it to your family Thanksgiving, your family Christmas, and somebody sees it and says, hey, that's interesting. What's that all about? What's that? And now you've sparked a conversation, but you didn't have to go there. And so there was no animosity heading into it. So there is the InfoWars Tank Man t-shirt available at InfoWarsStore.com. What does this represent, though? It represents social media companies censoring free speech. Now, what is social media really all about? Well, organically, it could be the total bastion of free speech. But you see, that's not what they had in mind. And now there's censorship rampant and it's politically driven. You've seen the stories. Thousands of conservative accounts have been banned from Facebook, from YouTube, from Twitter. But what did Jack Dorsey say in 2012? Right when Twitter was really beginning to take off, Jack Dorsey said in an interview that Twitter was the free speech wing of the free speech party. Don't believe me? Let's go to Jack Dorsey himself.
Position than you had 2 years ago, or do you feel like it is the same position?
Not from 2 years ago. I think Vijay's op-ed in The Guardian captures our position, our most evolved position the best, and that is around just this balance of people feeling safe to express themselves. But certainly, you know, this quote around free speech wing of the free speech party was never a mission of the company. It was never a descriptor of the company that we gave ourselves. It was a joke because of how people found themselves in the spectrum.
But it was a joke that people took seriously, and their respect for you increased because of it at the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think it takes away from like our defense of freedom of expression and freedom of speech. Right. But we were not absolutists because we, you know, building a purely neutral platform versus building an impartial platform that is actually, you know, a lot of people come to Twitter and they don't really see an app or a service. They see what kind of looks like a public square, and they have the same sort of expectations of a public square. And
but it's
that
not.
Is what we have to make sure that we get right, and also make sure that everyone feels safe to participate in that public square.
Now, I just want to correct the context that I gave to that video. I was actually, I pitched to it wrong. That was not from 2012 when Jack Dorsey said the free speech wing of the free speech party when referring to Twitter. That was from an interview he just did this week with Wired 25 where he walked back that statement. And obviously he has to because it's not free speech anymore. They don't even want you to make a meme. But yes, in 2012, as Jim Jordan points out on Twitter here, he says, in 2012, Twitter execs said Twitter was the free speech wing of the free speech party. Yesterday, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey said that statement was a joke. You just heard the video. Now we see why Twitter shadow banned four conservative congressmen, Matt Gaetz, Meadows, Nunes, and of course himself, Jim Jordan. So there you go. But it wasn't anyone other than Twitter that said, no, we are the free speech wing of the free speech party. But Jack Dorsey says, no, that was just a joke when we said that in 2012. So next they'll say, you said Project Dragonfly was not going to be rolled out soon. You said it had no Chinese involvement. That was just a joke. See, it was a plan for a Chinese search engine. But it was, we were joking when we told Ted Cruz it wasn't and that it wasn't rolling out. We're rolling it out now. We were just joking back then. Twitter says it's the free speech wing of the free speech party. No. We were joking. We were joking about that, says Jack Dorsey. That's clearly not true. We censor conservatives all the time. But look out. Democrats eye Internet Bill of Rights if they win the U.S. House. You know, I've had people suggest we need an Internet Bill of Rights, and I usually just kind of let it go out there and don't really respond. I'm now making my stance on this today. No Internet Bill of Rights. We don't need it. The Internet is free. We already have a Bill of Rights. We already have free speech. We don't need legislation on the Internet.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
One day. days away from the midterm elections, and the Democrats are doing everything they can to try and stop the red wave, whether it's having dead people vote, voting twice, non-citizens voting, they'll do it all. Oh, let's not forget about bullying and intimidating and threats of violence to keep people from voting as well. So the Democrats are engaged in all of it. And currently you have the migrant caravan coming up from Honduras where they're waving Honduran flags. Well, if you love your country so much, why don't you stay? If America isn't great and never was, why are you risking everything to come here? And the person leading it was a former Honduran, I can't remember what it was. He was a member of the government, though. So it's just like, you just decide you're just moving to America and then we just pay for everything now? What is that? Why are we sending all of this aid? We send all this aid to the tune of billions of dollars all around the world, and then these countries still can't get their you-know-what together. It's a hellhole. So people come here, and then what happens to all the money we send overseas for aid? It doesn't do anything. So we send the money for aid overseas. It gets robbed from us, and then people come here illegally, and we have to pay for that, too, and we get screwed on that. You know, again, if we could just get all of this figured out and do things right, this country would be so extravagantly rich beyond what we already know. It's unfathomable. Seriously, if we had a border and used common sense and practices that actually would help this country and not just have people come here and then we have to pay for everything while we're paying for everything over there already so that they don't have to come here. If we wouldn't spend trillions and trillions of dollars in the Middle East, we would be rich beyond our wildest dreams. We would have the greatest infrastructure on the planet. You wouldn't have to worry about potholes. You wouldn't have to worry about hours and hours of traffic driving past 5,000 pylons and it says road construction and there isn't a single damn worker. Excuse me. But then Pelosi insults President Trump, saying the whole wall thing is a manhood issue. Coming from the woman who is, I mean, folks, let's just be real. She's clearly suffering from dementia. And doesn't that just show you how desperate these Democrats are? They're going to run Hillary Clinton again. Blumenthal, Pelosi, Feinstein, Waters, Clinton. It's all of these old hags. Biden, it just came out in a new poll. Biden is basically the leader, the front runner, when it comes to popularity amongst the Democrats to run for president, Biden. And then Biden responds to it by saying, I think I'm too old. But this is the old guard crook wing of the Democrat Party holding on to dear life, hoping they don't end up in jail. And so they're going to do everything to try to steal these midterm elections. They're going to have illegal votes. They're going to have dead people voting. They're going to be busing people to the polls. That's why I'm calling for the InfoWars Army, and I'm going to do this myself on Election Day. Make sure you don't break the law, but you can go to polling locations, and you can monitor them. You can film. You can't politicize it. You can't be 100 feet from the polling station, but you want to. If you want to get 100 yards from it, you can do whatever you want. But, again, I cannot say who. You know who it is, but former Secret Service that worked for Democrats are telling me this is their plan. They're going to bust people, and they know they can get away with it because nobody monitors it. But if you monitor it, they won't get away with it. If you catch them busing people to polling stations, folks, do you realize what you've done? It's so key. So I'm going to do it, and I suggest that everybody does it. But that's not all they'll do. A voter fraud ring has been discovered in the Fort Worth, Texas area that is just outside of Dallas. This was covered by CBS DFW. That's right, a voter fraud ring discovered in Fort Worth, Texas.
Women are accused of being part of a paid voter fraud ring in Tarrant County.
Tonight, they face dozens of felony charges connected to mail-in ballots. Jason Allen live in Fort Worth tonight. And Jason, this goes back to the primary election in 2016.
quite right, Gilma. And that spring, there were more than 16,000 ballots that were mailed in here to the Tarrant County Election Center. Now investigators believe that for some of those ballots, voters hadn't asked for them, they hadn't filled them out, and they didn't know that somebody else did.
While voters were picking presidential candidates at the polls in 2016, ballots sent in by mail in Tarrant County had what investigators now believe were fraudulent signatures and information.
It doesn't match up. This was an accepted ballot.
Political consultant Aaron Harris found a paper trail that he handed over to state investigators that helped lead to nearly 30 felony counts against four women. The women, including Leticia Sanchez and Leticia Tepechin, are accused of requesting ballots for elderly voters, forging signatures, filling those ballots out, and mailing them in.
So the harvesters sit around and fill these out by the hundreds, often by the thousands.
Back in 2016, Governor Greg Abbott posted on Twitter about the fraud investigation in Tarrant County. And while the Attorney General's office referred to the indictments as part of a paid ring, they would not comment on if there would be more charges to come. Harris told us his own research has turned up many more people involved, but recognized the cases are difficult to prosecute.
And just because they may have only been indicted on 1 or 10 or 16 counts doesn't mean they don't have 200 counts, but those are the only 16 that can be proven.
The indictment shows that, at least in these cases, many of the ballots involved were for Democratic candidates. I talked to the Tarrant County Democratic Party chair tonight. She had met one of the women who was involved, but really didn't know the details of the case. And she also questioned the timing of these indictments just a few weeks before the November midterm election.
Oh yeah, we got caught illegal voting, but it's a political thing that they're doing it to us and catching us. I mean, can you imagine the nerve? It's like, oh hey, you know, we just caught you breaking the law. Oh, you're just doing it because the elections are coming up. No, you broke the law whether there's an election tomorrow or 5 years from now. It's just like Acorn. Remember Obama's Acorn program that originally got shut down? How many counts did they have of voter fraud, illegal voter registration? It was all tied back to Acorn. It was all tied back to Obama. All of it. Thousands of documented cases. All admitted. Paper trails. Everything. And then we give you the reports. Now they'll even run a report on a local CBS station. Yes. The Democrats got caught illegally voting. Yeah, there's a story on CNN from 2008. Thousands of voter registration forms faked from the group Acorn, which was run by Obama. They're going to do it all over again in the midterm elections, folks. And they've even been caught, but it won't stop them. They'll continue to do it. They think they're fighting a Nazi. I mean, they think he's putting kids in cages. They think he's out to deport them. They're so desperate, they will do anything. They're going to be busing people around. Catch them. They're registering dead people. They're doing illegal early voting. They're doing everything. They've been caught.
Infowars.com/show.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
All right, I've got some things in the works right now that I'm not going to promote because I like the element of surprise with some of the stuff that I do. Now, one thing I've been holding off because of the crap weather we've had in Austin, Texas, Elizabeth Warren came down here and did a rain dance, and it hasn't stopped raining since. It's been about a month and a half of straight rain. I'm not exaggerating. So that makes it harder to do some events out in the real world because, rain makes it difficult to film. So hopefully it clears up. Maybe I can do another bridge stunt. But I've got some things coming up. Hopefully maybe even something tomorrow. And then, there's just some stuff coming up that I'll be doing for the InfoWars Army. You know where to find me there. So just get ready for that. But man, I mean, you just look at the attack on free speech, and it's just, you know, again, there's so many different issues, but you look at an issue and you say, okay, free speech. Shouldn't everyone be for free speech, right? When did that change? When did that change? Well, when did the status quo change? When President Trump got elected. And so here we are. Now, I'm going to open up the phone lines in the third hour, but I do have some news that I want to get to before we do that. But we can take calls pretty much in the third hour. And don't forget, we'll be back live tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. Central. This is part of our extended midterm election coverage at Infowars.com/show, where we go live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. Alex Jones will be in studio. And then he's joined by others like myself tonight for a panel discussion. So tune in, Infowars.com/show. And please don't forget about Infowarsstore.com. That's how we are able to do everything and fund everything and expand in the face of the censorship. Huge specials right now at Infowarsstore.com. 50% off. That's half off all Infowars Life product supplements. Plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let me get into some of this news here before I clear it all out and we start taking phone calls in the third hour. Let's start with the domestic terror that the Democrats are engaged in. So we covered the illegal voting that they're engaging in right now, the attempts to rig elections. Part of this is that they also want to intimidate you out of voting, or heck, even running for office. Two GOP candidates assaulted in Minnesota. And guys, let's also have the Breitbart rap sheet up. It's over 600 accounts, or I think it's like maybe just under 600. It may be over now. It would be over if YouTube didn't erase all my videos. There were about six other videos I was working on to send the Breitbart rap sheet, just more documented evidence of assaults on Trump supporters. In particular, in this case, it was against myself or InfoWars reporters, or at least I caught it on video. I'm not sure which ones went up there. It's up over 600 now, guys. See if you can find the ones. I can't remember which ones of ours. I had eight videos, but I had to cut them up and edit them up so that they would put it up, and I got two of them up. See if you guys can find those. It would have been dated right around August 1st, if my memory serves me in this instance. But this is another tactic Democrats are using to try to rig elections. So you've got the illegal voting, you know, the voter fraud. Then you have the domestic terror, where they try to intimidate you and bully you out of your right to free speech, or in this case, your right to even run for office. So yeah, don't run for office as a Democrat, or excuse me, don't run for office as a Republican. You're going to get assaulted. You're going to get chased out of restaurants. You're going to get shouted down. The next thing you know, you'll be a Nazi, you know, bigot, KKK, whatever it is. But the latest, two GOP candidates assaulted in Minnesota, Shane McClelland and Sarah Anderson. One of them a woman. Listen to what happened to this woman. This is a quote. "It was just insane. He was charging at me saying, 'Why don't you go kill yourself?'" Anderson told the Washington Free Beacon, the quote goes on, "To have someone physically coming after you and attacking you is just disheartening. Some radical leftist came up to this woman and punched her so hard in the arm that if you have a bunch of pain, sometimes you can black out. And then started chasing her down. She had to get in her car and fled at the scene in her car." This is a woman attacked by a radical leftist, punched her. Then you have Anderson was the female. Then you have McClelland. He had memory loss and concussion syndrome after he got sucker punched while he was doing an interview. He could have multiple months of recovery time ahead of him. Oh, excuse me. She was doing an interview when she got attacked. McClelland was at a restaurant when someone came up and punched him off of his seat. And now he has brain damage. And now she's probably scared to even go outside of her house at times, because she just got assaulted. So there you go. More Democrat domestic terror. Did you guys pull up the Breitbart rap sheet? I want to, this is just going to bother me because I'm being neurotic right now. I want to see which one of our videos made it up. I think it was the one of us in Seattle, or excuse me, the one of us in Portland, and then the one of me in Austin, Texas. So go to like August 1st because they have them all dated. I think it was August 1st. I don't know. They changed the whole format of this page, though. It used to be a list. Yeah, so I don't blame you. Okay, there's the list. Yeah, this thing hasn't even been updated recently, really. Oh, yeah, it has. I'm sorry. So, I don't know. Maybe it was September 1st. Oh, there it was. August 6th. So, I think if you scroll just up, I think we had another one there. Yeah, there it is. So, I was working on the one where the guy came up and spat on Savannah Hernandez. That was real classy. Then there was a guy that ripped the camera out of Savannah's hands. That was the same day. I mean, and then there's all kinds of videos of them coming up to me and shoving me and grabbing me. There were ones in New York. How about the one in New York where the guy throws at me, spits on us multiple times? I was working on all these videos and putting them up, and then YouTube erased them all. So they didn't make the rap sheet, unfortunately. But there you go. So now you get, you know, Rand Paul's been attacked. Ted Cruz gets, you know, verbally assaulted. Kirsten Nielsen. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the two candidates in Minnesota. The guy, I forget his name, who's running. There's a Republican running against Eric Swalwell. Some guy tried to stab him with a knife. Trump gets poison sent to his family's homes. They're doxing members of Congress. They're doxing conservatives. Now, hopefully this isn't Democrat terrorism, but would you really be surprised? First Lady's airplane experiences mechanical issue, returns to Joint Andrews Base. Joint Base Andrews, there was smoke filling up the plane. The journalists on the plane had to cover their faces with wet towels. It was a disaster. Luckily, everyone's safe. But this is just the Democrats engaged in domestic terror. Again, hopefully that plane issue wasn't one of those issues. But you've seen it all on the streets. You know, we're in Portland, they block traffic, they attack your car, they come after you. It's like, you don't even know who these people are. But it's inevitable, folks. Eventually, it's going to end in, well, it's going to be fatal. And it's going to just cause more violence. Meanwhile, Manhattan DA, Weinstein cop told witness to delete messages. So now you've got tampering with evidence. You've got obstruction of justice. I mean, everything going on right now with this Weinstein case. And it just kind of floats out there. But where's the media outrage? Where is the Me Too movement outrage? Where is the Women's March outrage? Actually, we've got images from the Women's March. It's right there. Look, guys, we've got images. We here at InfoWars literally have images from the next Women's March that hasn't happened. The Women's March for January 2019, we've already got images from it. It's literally right there. We have images from the future.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
This is just a friendly reminder. Fox News was anti-Trump until July 2016. But Bill Shine runs Trump's communication now. And Hope Hicks runs basically the Fox White House correspondence. So this is why Fox gets Trump pretty much 24/7, if you're wondering why. But to Trump's credit, I mean, he is doing like 4 or 5 interviews on Fox a week, plus just general pressers and press conferences, and then just live streams from the Oval Office and all of this stuff. It's really revolutionary, the access that the media gets to President Trump. But listen to what President Trump said in the interview he did with Trish Regan from Fox Business. Listen to what President Trump said about the Federal Reserve.
No, my biggest threat is the Fed, because the Fed is raising rates too fast, and it's independent, so I don't speak to him, but I'm not happy with what he's doing, because it's going too fast, because you looked at the last inflation numbers, they're very low.
So interesting. What could come of that? The biggest threat, President Trump says, is the Fed, and he mentions them raising rates. Now, yesterday, I broke down how, on a global scale, the current financial slash monetary system of debt and credit is no longer feasible. It's no longer viable. It cannot be sustained under the current influence. And all the new momentum on a global scale is going towards AI and big data. But you could save, essentially, the monetary system as it's supposed to have been if you could actually make it independent and sovereign. Now, I'm not sure if that's what Trump is thinking, but it is interesting to hear him say that the Federal Reserve is his biggest threat and it's too independent. Now, meanwhile, best cities for jobs. Pittsburgh is number one, followed by St. Louis and Indianapolis. Now, what do these things have in common? Midwest and rely on manufacturing and shipping. Why would St. Louis be one of the biggest manufacturing and shipping hubs? Oh, because it's a transportation depot. It's centrally located. It's on a river that goes all the way north and all the way south. It's smack dab in the middle of the continental United States. So what happens? Manufacturing comes back. Steel manufacturing comes back. Plants open up in Granite City. Plants open up in St. Louis. Manufacturing opens up. What happens when you manufacture new goods inside the states? You got to ship them. You got to move them. Boom. Jobs. And let me tell you, I'm from St. Louis. This is such big news for St. Louis. I was in St. Louis just over the weekend. There are skyscrapers being built and new buildings and cranes and everything going up in St. Louis for the first time in decades. Just amazing. Why would Pittsburgh be number one on the list? Steel. The steel industry. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Just look at what has happened to the steel industry in Pittsburgh. Look at U.S. Steel's stock market price 2 years ago versus where it is today. What else does Pittsburgh have? Multiple rivers. Great for shipping, manufacturing, shipping, jobs. Indianapolis, again, a hub. The middle of the country. Huge highways go through Indy. Great for transportation, great for shipping. What does that mean? Jobs. Guess what's next? Chicago. So it's slowly but surely coming back. And even though slowly but surely, the economic impact will be felt nationwide. What do people think about when they go to the polls more than anything else? The average voter. The economy and safety for themselves or their family. Those are issues one and two for the average voter, which it most likely is not that informed. Money, safety, better or worse. It's definitely better. They will be voting Trump in 2020. The landslide for President Trump in 2020 is honestly probably going to be a record. Because no matter who the Democrats run, they have no choice. They have no chance. And it's just, I mean, it's going to be unbelievable. So it's just good for these inner cities. Everybody knows why the inner cities get more dangerous and worse and more decrepit and broken down and boarded up buildings and shut down warehouses. That's all thanks to the Democrats. That's all thanks to bad trade deals, trade rape, trade wars. We're finally reversing it thanks to President Trump. Now, meanwhile, so let's try to refresh here. All of the different things that they've tried to use to take down Trump. And in the midst of this cycle, what got lost in the last 2 weeks? The Russia collusion narrative, the Russia probe. Well, it's back. Mueller to present key findings related to Russia probe after the midterms. Oh, after the midterms. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Just conveniently after the midterms, it's going to say no Russian collusion. But they're going to wait till after the midterms. Yes. Yes. How convenient. Thank you. Yeah, because if you did that before the midterms and you said there's no Russian collusion, the Democrats would have even less of a chance that they are than they already have, which is none, to take back Congress. But also, U.S. Treasury official charged with leaks linked to Russia probe. A U.S. Treasury Department official has been criminally charged with leaking confidential documents relating to former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, the Russian embassy, and others to a reporter from digital media company BuzzFeed, Manhattan prosecutors said on Wednesday. Do you know why they give this crap to BuzzFeed? Because BuzzFeed is the low toilet of media that will put it out. That's why they put the fake dossier out. BuzzFeed is literally the crapper for fake news. It's like they make up some news story and then kind of, you know, tote it around to see if anybody wants to pick it up. Look at the fake dossier story. They take it around and everyone's like, you know, I'm not touching that. Where does it all end up? Where do all the pipes end up? Down in the sewer. That's what BuzzFeed is. It is the sewer of news. It is the toilet of information. So, of course, BuzzFeed will take anything when it comes to Russian collusion. That's why they took and published the fake dossier, even though they knew it was fake, because BuzzFeed is a toilet of information. How about the total freakout right now happening between Avenatti and the horse face? She raises, oh my gosh. Can you imagine being an NPC that donated to Stormy Daniels' legal defense fund? She got $500,000. She loses the lawsuit. She then has to pay Donald Trump's legal fees to the tune of $500,000. So all the NPCs that donated to Stormy Daniels' legal defense fund thinking it was going to hurt Donald Trump, you just paid Donald Trump. You just gave him money to pay his legal fees. And you thought you were giving it to Daniels. Wow. What will the NPCs do next? Oh, wait. High school girls admitted to making false sexual assault accusations against a male student because they just didn't like him. Seneca Valley School District in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is facing a lawsuit from a former male student who was forced out of school and investigated for sexual assault due to a series of false allegations made by female students. Yeah, you remember the Duke lacrosse case? You remember all the other cases against famous people? Not saying it doesn't happen. Of course sexual assault happens, but so do fake charges. And the only way to protect real victims of sexual assault and victims of false sexual assault accusations is to issue a punishment for those that make false sexual assault claims. Whatever false claim you're going to make against an individual, whatever the punishment would be for said crime, you now face that crime. Now, maybe that's not what you think, but I think that that's at least a start. But you see why the Me Too movement is such a danger to men, because women can and will and have made up fake assault allegations against them. Meanwhile, speaking of Michael Avenatti, his estranged wife has just come out and said that he was hot-tempered and verbally aggressive. Wow. Are we really that shocked that the creepy porn lawyer is aggressive and hot-tempered towards women? Not at all.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're going to open up the phone lines here in the third hour. And for the third hour, taking your calls on really anything. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, 201-221-2244. And we will take your calls for the entire third hour. So we'll start opening up the phone lines and getting your calls lined up now. In the meantime, well, it's just the gift that keeps on giving right now. The leftist media in this country, I mean, just crazier and crazier by the day. And but, you know, I mean, beyond just the crazy things they say, because honestly, the average person probably doesn't comprehend what they're saying or understand what they're saying or why it's fake. It's not necessarily meant to be an insult. It's just true. But it's the delivery and even the optics of their facial expressions that I think are really showing people who they are. I mean, you've seen the look on a Cory Booker's face during the congressional hearings. You see a Maxine Waters. You see a Nancy Pelosi. You see a Dianne Feinstein. I mean, literally like, we're going to get the guns from my pretties. I mean, everybody remembers that viral video. I mean, just look at a Hillary Clinton. I mean, my God, they should, that woman shouldn't be allowed on HD television. But here is Mika Brzezinski saying that Trump needs to be overthrown by his own cabinet.
Look, women and men should not behave this way, and we should call it out. And actually, this is one of the many, many, many ways this president has shown us that he is not fit. Possibly not even well. And I don't understand the people in this administration taking matters into their own hands and trying to
pause it real quick and just rewind it 10 seconds. Seriously. And if you can, even zoom in on Mika's face. Here she is saying Trump is not mentally fit. Trump is not mentally well. I'm sorry. Look at this woman's face. And tell me that's not the pot calling the kettle black. Go back.
Possibly not even well. And I don't understand the people in this administration taking matters into their own hands and trying to sort of stick it out because they can keep things together. On the foreign policy front, he is cratering our reputation.
No.
He is making us an international joke. We are losing our influence because
we have more influence than ever.
This is the type of man who calls a woman a horse face. By the way, a woman he chose
to have
sex
face.
With.
Minus the
so
face.
I don't even know where that begins and ends, and I wouldn't want to pick that apart. But if you look at how he is speaking on the international stage about the murder of a Washington Post reporter, that itself should be deeply disturbing to anybody who works inside the White House, works on the national security team,
they won't play
works
the clip
in the
of what
State
he said.
Department. At some point,
he said he's waiting
you
for the
are
facts.
Working for a president who is not fit to lead, who's going to do something crazy in 5 minutes, 1 hour, tonight or tomorrow.
Straight jacket.
What more do you need to hear from him to start thinking 25th Amendment or
Hold
something
on.
Else?
Straight jacket for this one
this
right
is
here.
Not okay.
This no, now, there it is. Yes, we got
this
her.
This is where we are.
Straight jacket. Who knows what her deal is? I mean, you know about Zbigniew Brzezinski. I mean, is she just like, is she part of the Mockingbird press? Is Mika Brzezinski part of the Mockingbird press? Or does she even realize, like, she's electronically connected to Zbigniew, and she just can't help but try to destroy America. She just cannot help but try to end the West. And then what did she say? Trump's mentally unfit. Trump is destroying America's foreign policy. I mean, like, woman, do you realize that President Moon of South Korea went to North Korea and met with Kim Jong-un? Like, do you even realize the historic significance of that? Do you realize how amazing that is? And do you know who got that to happen? President Donald Trump. So not only is he clearly not mentally unfit, he's clearly very mentally fit, and he's helping the world. Here today, we have the phone lines open now. 888-201-2244. I'm going to take calls for the rest of today's broadcast, the entire third hour here. And then don't forget, we're back live tonight. We are back live tonight, 8 p.m. Central to 10 p.m., where we have our extended live coverage leading up to the midterm elections, which are now 21 days away. So Alex will be back tonight, and I'll be coming in studio to join him as well. And we'll take calls, get to the latest news, the latest videos, and everything. But I'm going to be taking your calls here for the rest of the broadcast up till 6 p.m. Central. Before I do that, though, folks, please do not forget about InfoWarsStore.com. And remember that it's your support there that makes everything possible. I mean, that is it. That is it. We don't have advertisements to fall back on or advertisers to fall back on. We don't have big donors. We don't have PACs or anything like that keeping us alive. It's InfoWarsStore.com. So, you know, when we need funding, we just have a huge sale. So it's 50% off right now, all InfoWars Life supplements. All InfoWars Life supplements are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That includes top-selling, top-rated supplements like Supermeal Vitality, like Survival Shield X2, like the Ultimate Bone Broth, like Brain Force Plus, all of it. So if you've been on the fence saying, well, you know, maybe I'd try Supermeal Vitality, but it's, you know, it's a little bit out of my budget right now, and, you know, maybe I won't even like it. I don't want to take the risk. Well, now it's 50% off, and so try it and take that risk to see if you like it or not, but it's a guaranteed win. But just try for yourself. That's why we're giving the special 50% off and free shipping store-wide. And free shipping store-wide. At InfoWarsStore.com. And if you're somebody that likes to engage in a political discussion, but maybe you don't like to necessarily break the ice, go get a t-shirt from InfoWarsStore.com. How about the t-shirt I'm wearing? This is a t-shirt that makes people think. This is a t-shirt that people won't fully understand, and they'll have to ask, hey, what is that graphic? Well, do you know about Tiananmen Square? Do you know about Mao Zedong? Do you know about the censorship right now? You've just sparked a conversation. It's the InfoWars Tank Man t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the t-shirt that I'm wearing, that I've worn all week. Brand new to InfoWarsStore.com, the InfoWars Tank Man t-shirt. Wear it out. Wear it to the gym. Wear it to your family events. Wear it to work. Wear it to the ball game. Have a conversation. You know what people love? Free speech. And many don't realize that it is currently under assault. So InfoWarsStore.com makes everything possible. Don't thank us. We just fight and do what we're supposed to be doing here. In the InfoWar, it's you that deserves the thanks. You fuel our rocket ship of information that blasts through the political correctness and blasts through the barricades of, well, what would be the barricades of false information. We break through it to reveal the truth. So InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, super sale, all the InfoWars Life products and free shipping store-wide. All right, we've got callers lined up and ready to go. So let's begin taking calls. We'll take calls the rest of the hour on anything. We begin with Ed calling in from Maryland. Go ahead, Ed.
Formulate something to say. Before I get started, I just want to commend you on the growth of the War Room. I've been there since the beginning of it, and you've grown by leaps and bounds. And I think that's shown by how everybody has to fight to get their calling, because you got so many people trying to call you. I know.
Well, and you know, it's funny too, because Alex has, I think, like 25 phone lines, because, I mean, the Alex Jones Show gets hundreds of thousands of calls. The War Room, I don't really know how many calls we get, but we only have six phone lines, or actually, I'm sorry, yeah, six. So it's like, it's even tougher actually to get in as far as your call to get in here, because we don't have the vast amount of phone lines the Alex Jones Show has. But yeah, I wish I could take more calls. You know, people, you know, they say, hey, you never take my call. I'm sorry. I wish I could take your call. But thank you for the kind words, Ed. It's the audience that makes it possible.
Yes. I had a thing that I had thought of. I know you're throwing around these InfoWars Army ideas. And I, for one, like I said, I'm from Maryland. I plan on going to the walkaway march. I'm not a walkaway person. I've was a registered libertarian. Now I'm a registered Republican in Maryland, which isn't worth much. But I, for one, am going to go down there and welcome these people. And I plan on rocking some gear, and I got a stack of about 40 InfoWars bumper stickers to hand out.
So it's like a kill 'em with kindness type of thing?
Yeah, I just want to go down there and say hi. Welcome.
Yeah, I've got a friend, Preston, who sometimes calls in. He does Founding Fathers Liquids. It's a vaping thing that he runs up there, you know, an entrepreneur. And he wants to do a Hug a Trump Supporter event where he goes out with a sign and he just says, hug a Trump supporter. And he's going to get a bunch of his, you know, alpha male, good-looking buddies from the gym to go join him. Exactly. You know, that's the kind of stuff that other people think of and can put to action that just makes you the InfoWars Army. It makes you the general.
Well, I hope you keep us informed about further access, because to be honest with you, I refuse to set up another Twitter account. Obviously, I was kicked off a little over a year ago, and just on pure principle, I'm never going to.
What if I moved the operation over to Gab? Would you get on Gab?
Oh, 100%. I'm on Gab. I go on Gab a handful of times a day.
Yeah. I'm pigeonholed here, because honestly, to run the InfoWars Army and do everything that needs to be done, it would honestly take like 5 people, and it's pretty much just me. So I'm trying to do everything I can with the limited amount of resources and help that I have. This is not a complaining. I'm just telling you what's going on. So it's like Twitter right now is the easiest thing, because I can do it on my phone. I can go live, and I can do all this stuff. I can retweet everything. So just right now, it's the easiest thing. We still have InfoWarsArmy.com, but it's people going out there and taking action. But I understand people don't want to get on Twitter. I understand you don't want to send me stuff on Twitter. I still check the InfoWars Army email at InfoWars Army if you want to send stuff there. But yeah, that's kind of why it's just like, but people send us stuff here. When you do something big, and I get it, we play it here on the War Room too. But I think it's a great idea. Yeah, welcome the women's marchers. Just say, hey, you know, we love you. You know, we're for protection of women. We stand with survivors too. We just want to make sure that we, you know, don't have false accusations.
I was saying I wanted to welcome the walkaway marchers on the 27th.
Is that January 27th?
No, October 27th, the walkaway march.
Oh, the walkaway. I'm sorry. I'm getting confused. The women's march and the walkaway march. There's all these marches now.
We're going to go down there and welcome the walkaway marchers.
Well, then I will. Then you will be welcoming me. I'll be there.
Well, I hope to meet you, Owen. Thank you so much. I wish I had more of value to say, but I did the best I could.
No, Ed, you are the man. You are the InfoWar, Ed. Thank you so much. God bless you. Maybe I will meet you. I will be at the Walkaway March. We'll have camera crews there. I'll be speaking at the Walkaway March. And I'm doing, look, I don't really do autographs. I mean, I have an autograph, but it's like, I just don't really care. But I will be at the dinner Friday night as well, doing an Ask Me Anything and signing autographs. If you want me to sign a hat or whatever, I'll sign an autograph. Just don't get so excited when it's basically just chicken scratch. But I will be, guys, let's actually pull that back up and pull up the gala event for Friday night too, just so people can see the info on that. So the Walkaway March is Saturday that I'll be at doing reporting and speaking at, but there'll be a gala Friday night, and actually you can get a package. I think it's like a couple $100 or something. You get the access to the gala, you get bussed in and everything. It's all at the Walkaway March. We're going to get Brandon Strock on soon as well. There's all the speakers that'll be there. Myself, Scott Pressler, Stacey Dash, Bill Mitchell, Wayne Dupree, everyone across the board. A ton of people will be there. So it's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to meeting people. And as far as the InfoWars Army is concerned, it's just about going out there and doing it yourself, man. I mean, really, at the end of the day, it's all about you changing hearts and minds. You have the power. I've got a couple things up my sleeve in the next week. I'll just leave it at that. But the power of a Trump hat is really all you need.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
They're calling the race in Missouri for Claire McCaskill's Senate seat a toss-up. If that's considered a toss-up, folks, the blue wave is even less possible than I originally thought. Claire McCaskill has a snowball's chance in hell to get reelected. Mark my words on that one. But, oh, it's a close call. And yes. Yeah, there it is. Toss-up race. No, that's not a toss-up, ladies and gentlemen. Holly's going to win. Missouri's done with Democrats. Trust me on this. So that's going to be funny. If that's a toss-up, yeah. Yeah. That's a toss-up, all right. It's a toss-up that there's a blue wave, too. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines here. Don't forget, tonight we are live, 8 to 10 p.m. Central. I will be hosting, and we're going to do... See, the problem that we have here is it's not a problem. It's that, you know, this is just inevitable because we're live 10 hours a day and now 12 hours a day. We make such great content and we have such just amazing compilations and stuff that we put out, but we almost kill the viral sensation. We almost stop it from going viral because we put so much on top of it. So I'm going to play a bunch of the amazing videos that most of the audience probably has never seen, that everybody should have seen, that should have gotten millions of views, but we just stack so much on top of it that it never has its viral potential. So I'm going to be playing a lot of those videos tonight, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central. It's so frustrating. I'm like, it's almost like an exercise just in proving that there really is some sort of weird, I don't know what it is on people's minds with the short attention span or something, where I say Infowars.com/show 100 times a day and nobody hears it. It's amazing to me. So Infowars.com/show, 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 Infowars.com/show. Maybe if I just say it 100 times more, people will know that's where to go. People think we don't do broadcast anymore. Literally, people think we're done. People think we shut down because they don't see us on YouTube. Infowars.com/show. Infowars.com/show. Yes, we know it's more of a bear to get our content now. That's how they want it. It's like searching for buried treasure. It's like going through documents to find the special document, the secret declassified document, whatever it is. So yes, that's what they've done. We're trying to make it better. We're working on making new video sites and stuff, and new social media sites are upcoming, and hopefully Trump does something about the censorship. You heard, who was it that called for antitrust action against, I think it was Ted Cruz. Was it Ted Cruz last night? Was that Ted Cruz last night? I think that was Ted Cruz last night. I'm like, I'm just trying to go through it on information overload right now. I think it was Ted Cruz last night. It was. Ted Cruz last night called for antitrust action against these social media companies. Did I mention Infowars.com/show? I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned Infowars.com/show. I don't think I did. Okay, let's go back out to the phone lines. Tyler Baggins has called in. I knew you would call in today, Tyler, and I'm glad you did, because I have a feeling you're going to make me laugh. Go ahead, Tyler.
You know what? I would like to make you laugh, but today I am straight up serious, okay? I want to break down the difference between the NPC army and the InfoWars army, okay? Because the InfoWars army, we're comprised of people who realize that we are players in this game that God created for us. And the only question is, what level are you on? And I don't know about you, Owen, but I'm the main character in this game that I'm playing. And all these villains out here, I got a strange feeling that they're here for me to kill and for me to conquer. So I think it's just time for each and every one of us to realize that and to actually level up in our own lives and become leaders. And that's kind of scary, but I got the key to how we can all become leaders, okay? Leaders in our own lives. What you do is you become a follower. You don't become a follower of a man or a system or an ideology. You become a follower of something greater than all those things. You become a follower of that you act. Okay? And that is how you become a leader. And when you...
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. You literally just broke up when you finished the statement there. So just say it one more time.
become a follower. You become a follower, not of an ideology or a man or a system. You become a follower of higher. You become a follower of God. And when you do that, all you have to do is act. You go where God takes you and you act. And then you will develop a legion of like-minded leaders because everybody else is doing that and they will be guided to the same place. And then you don't have, your army isn't built up of a bunch of NPCs, non-playable characters, and minions. Your legion is built up of other like-minded leaders. And that's what we're really striving for, is it not, Owen? Is that not what we want?
No, I love the analogy so much. And, you know, everybody plays, you know, a lot of people play video games. I shouldn't say everybody. And they know about the first person role playing, you know, games where you're the character, you're going around. I completely think the analogy is spot on. But you said something there about the fear. You see, when you're playing the video game, you have no fear when you charge into the den of demons you're supposed to slay or whatever. You have no fear because you know the creators of the video game allowed you to basically, you know, die or whatever and restart and get another chance. So you have no fear when you charge in. If you understand in this life, in this realm, in this dimension, or go with the video game analogy, in this video game that God created for us that you're the main character in, if you have the no fear, knowing you've been touched with the divinity of the creator, knowing that he has programmed everything you're seeing and experiencing for you, you then have no fear.
Level up. That is the challenge that's built in. The fear is the challenge that we have to overcome. And as you keep overcoming challenges, the fear, it doesn't get worse, but the fear becomes greater because you're not afraid of losing. You're afraid of not beating the game. You're afraid of not getting to the next level and going on and finding out what this story has.
And just like in a video game, when you're approaching a situation where there's more enemies, when it's harder to beat the level, when there's more fear, you know you're winning. You know you're about to level up. That's how you know it. And then you follow that. You follow that trail because you want the victory. You want the success. You want to level up. Exactly. Thank you so much for the call, Tyler. And, you know, as I say almost daily here on the show, I pretty much stick to the content of this show as it's designed. News and politics and my play-by-play breakdown of everything that's going on. But, man, I'm telling you, I could do a whole show on just the metaphysics, the multi-dimensions, and there's so much stuff now that I'm just learning about my own existence, about humans' existence, and really it's just mysteries that have always plagued the mind of mankind that are only answered when you look at history. And then you realize the Bible is really just like a schematic for the whole thing. It's like if you open the new video game and then you have the manual right there. That's the Bible.
Infowars.com/show.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We're taking your calls. Here in the last 2 seconds of the War Room, two more news stories I want to get to. Newly published files confirm plan to move Assange to Russia. Newly released Ecuadorian government documents have laid bare an unorthodox attempt to extricate the WikiLeaks founder from his embassy hideaway in London by naming him as a political counselor to the country's embassy in Moscow. Boy, it would be Russia, wouldn't it? To take in a journalist who fights government corruption and a whistleblower. But really, this is like saying that the Washington Post is bad or the New York Times is bad when they publish classified things. Why do they hate Assange? Because he gets into the real dirt that goes on behind closed doors. But we'll see if he goes to Russia. I think that'd be good for him. this is from the New York Times. Okay, so you remember during the presidential election when David Duke came out and said something about Trump, and then it became a huge national story? Now they're trying to do the same thing to Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil, who they tried to assassinate in the streets of Brazil, now is leading in the polls and is probably going to win. You know, it's amazing because kind of like here in the United States, I was down in Brazil talking to some of their people. Actually, this was probably 4 years ago when Bolsonaro really just came out on the scene as a politician in Brazil. I said, you watch, he will become president. They said, no way. Just like they said about Trump, they said, no way. Nobody likes him. Too extreme, yada, yada, yada. Now, here he is about to become president. But the same thing they tried to do with David Duke to Trump, they tried to do with Bolsonaro in Brazil. And so Duke comes out and says, yeah, he's good. And then they say, oh, Bolsonaro, he's KKK. He's freaking Brazilian. But it's all about giving the New York Times the headline to put Bolsonaro's face and link it to the KKK, even though he specifically said, this is ridiculous. I have nothing with the KKK. I don't want David Duke's endorsement. He's not Brazilian. By the way, did you know they just tried to stab me to death? Let's go to another phone call. Let's go to Brian calling in from the state of Washington. Go ahead, Brian.
I'm actually very excited because I called in to Rob Dude the other day, and I had a message about God and how we have to put him first and have the body of armor of Christ on and the Holy Spirit in our hearts if we want to lead others to the truth and not to be deceiving others. And I've been hearing Alex the next day and the day after that talk about it, and I've been hearing callers talk about it, and I think that's awesome. It just takes one person to say something and spark a movement. But what I want to talk about was, I don't know if anybody's noticed this. I haven't heard anybody say anything about it, but that caravan that's headed here, and you know how the people, they said that they would be better staying in their own country than making that dangerous trip here. How come they're all wearing nice hats and nice clothes and nice backpacks and all that gear?
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. If you look at this quote-unquote migrant caravan, yeah. The guy leading it was a former legislator or diplomat or state lawyer for Honduras. And then exactly, like you said, these people don't look like migrants. They don't look like refugees. They look like Hondurans who just want to come to the greatest country on earth.
Yeah, and it happens to be the same time elections are about to happen. You notice all these things that are happening right before we're about to hit midterms. It's like we know they're going to try to stop Trump's movement in our country, but they're literally taking it to another level around the whole world. And people are standing up. He sparked a revolution. Because even Italy's like, no, we're not taking your refugees and dumping them back over there. Like, everybody's starting to get a backbone. And I do believe it's because our president
But think about it like this. Think about it like this, Brian. Honestly, I'm a guy that deals in logic and common sense. Do I have political leanings? Absolutely. But my core is logic and common sense. We send billions of dollars in aid to the world, more than every other country combined. We send more worldwide aid money than every other country combined. That's us. We also take in more refugees than every other country combined. Now, where is the logic and reasoning behind this? Why would we be paying all of these other countries to better their infrastructure, to clean it up and make it more livable for them if we're going to take all of their refugees that can't stand to live in their countries? It doesn't make sense. It's insane. It's ridiculous. And so now for the first time, though, we're actually seeing it. It's actually being reported. It can all be, you know, you can bite into it as a news story and say, wow, this is going on. So it's just like, why can't we come together and say, hey, I mean, again, they talk about income inequality. They talk about wanting to pay for all of Americans' insurance. We spend all of this money on foreign aid, and then we take in all the refugees and then pay them too. So it's like double. It's like we pay the foreign aid and then we pay for the refugees. It's insane. It's killing our economy. It's killing our infrastructure. This shouldn't be Republican, Democrat, partisan issue. This is called common sense and logic.
It's their whole target. And they contradict themselves because they want to get rid of ICE and say, oh, no border patrol, and save the kids from sex trafficking, when ICE is they're the ones that are saving these kids from sex trafficking. They're the ones that are protecting not just our country, they're protecting others from drugs and from sex trafficking and human trafficking. So here, one, they claim save the kids and help the refugees, but then they're like, shut down ICE, when if they did that, so many kids would be thrown into sex trafficking, would be murdered. It's just insane. But that's their target, is they want to destroy our economy. They want to.
And then they say, oh, you know, we're going to take you in. We're loving, tolerant. By the way, here's voter registration. Vote Democrat. It's so sick. It's so twisted. But again, the common sense average American can see through this. This isn't a Democrat-Republican divide. This is, again, facts, logic, common sense. Why do we spend billions and billions? In fact, did you guys pull it up? I don't see what the final number was. Billions and billions of dollars on foreign aid, and we take in more refugees than any other country. $100 billion every year, and that's on the illegal immigrants that make it here. So we spend hundreds of billion dollars on foreign aid so that these countries don't have refugees. Then they still do and take our money and then send us refugees that we spend another $100 billion on. And then you wonder why our infrastructure is collapsing. Let's take another call. Let's go to Jamie calling in from Texas. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, Owen, I've got a couple things for you. I'm coming from a guy who does support InfoWars. I buy many of the products, and they're all great. I suggest everybody do it. I listen to you guys every day from 8 to 6. I've never heard any of you guys say anything that was even remotely questionable to me. And of course, being a logical thinker, it's very hard for me to even stomach Fox News anymore. I mean, it's crazy. But what I wanted to ask is, I'm also very much into this Q phenomenon, and I know it's controversial and everything. And what I went in there, and I'll duke it out with people, and you know, I'll stick up for Alex nonstop. And it really concerned me when I heard Alex tell Eric that the whole Q thing was total BS. And it really hit me wrong. And when I went into the Q, into the Q boards and stuff, and those guys say that Alex Jones is a Mossad, you know, an Israeli Mossad agent. And I've heard you mention, you know, that they say that about you and stuff. And I just don't know what to make of that. And so I wanted to ask you, if you have any idea, did any of that even stem from? Like, where did that originate? And then the second thing I wanted to ask you is, one day I was catching you, and you were talking about the X2, and I got a damn phone call right in the middle of what you were saying, and I caught the end of it where you said, for whatever reason, you weren't taking it as much as you used to. And so I was really curious, because I use that, you know, on a regular basis.
Great questions, Jamie. I'll tell you what, I'm about to go to a break, but I will answer those on the other side. So the InfoWars rumors when it comes to Q, and then why did I stop taking Survival Shield X2 on a regular basis? I'm going to answer both of those questions and take more calls on the other side. This is The War Room. We'll be right back. Final segment. And then again, we're live tonight, 8 p.m. Central weeknights, extended midterm election coverage. InfoWars.com/show. Secret link, InfoWars.com/show.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to correct the record on something, and I want to thank my crew for correcting me. If I do say something inaccurate, I will always correct the record and make sure we get the right news out there. It was Julian Assange was already attempted to be moved to Russia last year, but we just got the documents released. So I just want to make sure that we understand the context behind that. Now, not that it was going to happen in the future. It may happen in the future. They may try again, but that was the nature of that story in case people didn't understand. We had a caller ask me two things that I'm going to answer now, and then I'm going to go back to the calls. And then remember, tonight we go back live at 8 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show. I'll be hosting. First, let me say, so the rumors on Q, the rumors about InfoWars. Look, as a general answer, I want to say the reason why there's a lot of, not necessarily division, but different streams or doors or whatever on the conservative side of the aisle or the quote unquote right, or even just among Trump supporters, is because we're not in a cult. And so you can think freely and you can hold different ideas and you won't be attacked and marginalized or, you know, kicked out of the group. So because we're not in a cult, you're going to see all kinds of different opinions and all kinds of different things. And maybe, who knows, people inside Trump's base, you know, don't even get along or don't even like each other. So just in general, you're going to see stuff about InfoWars. And quite frankly, I just don't bother to address it because it's not worth the time. And I really don't care. People are going to attack us no matter what. But as far as when it comes to Q and then what Alex said about Q, I'm not going to speak for Alex Jones, but whether or not Q was ever real, there is 110% for sure it's co-opted and it's you can't rely on it, or at least every Q post you see. Maybe 10% of Q is real, maybe some of it's not. So it's all about, and I've always had the same belief, I can't report on Q because it's just an anonymous source. Whether it's real or fake, how do I know? I can't report on it. There's some things that maybe happen that you say, hey, what's up with that? But as far as it being a phenomenon, but as far as it being real news, you can't report on it. That's my approach. And I mean, look, again, Q comes out and says we're Mossad and we're the enemy of Trump and Trump's taking us down. I mean, seriously, like, come on. Obviously, that's ridiculous. But some people believe that, and that's fine. They can't believe that. I'm not in cult. And other people aren't in a cult. So there's always going to be rumors. It's just, to me, just look at the results. Look at what I say. Look at what I report. And, I mean, I put people on air. They say, oh, you're censoring this. It's like when I go out on the streets and I do a man on the street, and they say, oh, you're going to cut this up and edit it out of context. We never do that. In fact, we're live. So it's kind of the same dynamic. It's like somebody walking up to me and saying, you're going to cut this out of context. I never do that. It's the same thing when someone comes up to me and says, you know, about all these rumors they see about InfoWars or something like that. It's like, you know, they're always going to say that. It's not true. But it just doesn't really stop us. But I'm not going to speak for Alex as far as, you know, what he said or thinks about Q. And then as far as the Survival Shield X2 use, the caller said you used to use it all the time. Now you don't use it as much. Well, for me, when I first started using it, my basis, my motive to use it was to cleanse my pineal gland, decalcify my pineal gland, give me access to my pineal gland again. So being as how I've been drinking the fluoride, showering in the fluoride, never really cared about it, and didn't do anything for an iodine supplement, I used it every day for probably about a month maybe. Then I did every other day for a couple months. And then it basically it was probably at least every other day or twice or three times a week for about a year. But once I gained access back to my pineal gland, I just, you know, I mean, it is an iodine supplement, and not to say you could overdose on it, but you could overdose. I mean, you don't need all the iodine in the world. So that's the only reason why I don't still take it every day, is because I just don't need iodine every day. I'm not saying if you take it every day, it's bad for you, you're going to overdose. That's not the case. I'm just saying I don't need the iodine every day to decalcify my pineal gland. In fact, now it's reached the point for me where I only take the X2 after I've ingested fluoride, because I don't drink the fluoridated water. I don't shower in the fluoridated water. So, you know, I just don't have to combat it every day like I used to. And I feel like I definitely have access to my pineal gland. I mean, I don't know if it's full access yet, but I mean, my goodness, or how much access we were meant to have. But I hope that answers your question. So now I'm like maybe once or twice a month, honestly. But that's just because I feel I've really cleansed my pineal gland and I've got the iodine in my system that I need. Maybe different for you. So that's just an answer to that question. All right. Remember, we're going to be live tonight. I'm going to be back. Tons of video clips and breaking news. Midterm election coverage, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central. I'll be back. But let me finish off callers here on the War Room. Let's go to Greg calling in from California. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Owen.
Howdy.
Calling from the city of Bakersfield, California, Buck Owens and Merle Haggard.
Land. And Chevron. Okay.
Pardon me?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to tell you about, you know, the products are just fantastic. I spent about $2,500 since April with you guys.
Wow. You make it possible, well, Greg. You make the expansion possible.
I'm stocking up kind of a bit, you know, just
What's your favorite product?
You know, the one thing I thought was really cool, that DNA Force, I had cancer, and so I had to have some radiation. Thank God I didn't have to have chemo. But they shoot your face, and you lose the taste buds, right? So, like, I'm getting close to finishing radiation therapy, and, you know, it didn't have any taste. And I said, well, how long am I going to have to put off with this? Because it's really awful to try to eat. You can't taste anything. So they said, oh, about 2 months. Are you kidding me? So I bought this DNA Force, and I took it 4 tablets a day for several days, and like within 3 weeks, I was starting to gain taste buds. And I was telling the radio oncologist, I said, like, wow, man, it's unbelievable. I'm already tasting stuff. And he goes, no way. No, I'm not kidding.
Well, so, Greg, let me tell you, your testimony is so important, and it's so great to get callers to get their testimony, because here's the thing. There's certain things we can make claims about and medical claims we can and can't make, and for obviously legal reasons, we choose to err on the conservative end of things and just not make the claims. But, I mean, you can look at the ingredients in DNA Force Plus and find out what Greg is talking about. I mean, again, I'm not going to sit here and make the claims. I'm not a doctor, but people call in and they talk about the effects that they've had. I mean, that's what it's going to do. You lost the taste buds. It's like some people lose a feeling. It's all about your telomeres, and it's all about the powerful ingredients in there. And it will have a result. So thank you so much for that plug, Greg. Anything else?
Hold on a second. I was going to bring up, you know, recently there's been that sort of a mysterious polio thing going on in the East. From 22 states, actually. You still there?
Yeah, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, yeah, it's like 127 people. But you know what? I bet it's vaccine related. And they're like, it's sort of like the loose limb feeling. And function. So,
well,
like,
Guillain-Barré syndrome. I mean, Guillain-Barré syndrome is a listed side effect of the vaccine. So, specifically, I think the flu shot.
I'm a retired dentist. If they tried that DNA Force, they might be able to get that feeling back.
Well, again, we're not going to make any claims here, but yeah, you can look into the ingredients and the effects. Greg, I got 2 more callers. I barely got time. Thank you so much for the call, Greg. God bless you. All right. Mark in Arizona, my friend with the bigger beard than I have, who drove his Harley all the way from Phoenix to be at the Alex Jones rally. I'm sorry to cut you short, but you got just over 30 seconds.
All right, Owen, I'll make it as fast as I can. I'm also at Breaking Best on Twitter and Instagram. Today I'm going to my first city council meeting in Mesa. It's at the Mesa Main Public Library at 5:30 p.m. It's actually only like 4 o'clock here in Arizona. I want to be more involved in politics and want to help my party. I wanted to ask you what kind of questions should I be asking? How can I be effective?
I think it's the perfect time. You're in a border state. You go up, you tell them about this illegal immigrant caravan coming up from Honduras. You say, why are we giving all this foreign aid and then also paying all this money for these quote-unquote refugees? We need to build the wall to save money. That's the approach I would take, Mark. I think that's the big issue. It's relevant, and it makes sense in your state of Arizona. Thank you so much for the call. Rob in Indianapolis, brother, you got just 10 seconds. Just hit it.
Man, this is about the whole non-player character thing and where it originated. It actually originated in 1974 in the Dungeons & Dragons game to be able to refer to all the evil cult leaders, the goblins, the orcs, that you were dealing with in the game. So in a way,
here's the question: we're in the video game created by God. Is everyone real, or are some of them NPCs? You stay classy, real people.